This is our online crime mapping. On Friday, May 13th this year, we launched our new and improved online crime mapping webpage for public use. The webpage features a direct feed of crime data that is immediately placed into a map in an effort to keep the public well informed about recent crime activity throughout the city. You see an example of our crime mapping here. In our first 3 days of operation, the crime mapping received over 13,000 hits. Good indication that the public is interested in crime in their neighborhoods and that we're able to produce it. You can access our crime mapping on the department's website, www.lapdonline.org. And I want to thank the Police Foundation for their generous donation, which allowed us to create this web feature. Thank you. The next thing I want to bring up is a subject that's near and dear to my heart, and that's our summer safety program. This year, we're going to have 32 summer night light parks, and in order to kick off that program, a program which has kept this city safer for the last several years by making our parks accessible and productive places for young people to be during the summer hours, we're going to have our second annual summer tip-off. It's a basketball game between my best team, LAPD's best team, and the fire department's best team. Last year, the fire department's best team came out second best, and this year I plan to have the same outcome. For those of you that are interested in geriatric sports, Chief Peaks and I play a small portion of the game, but it is primarily done by young, strong athletes from both entities. But we're particularly happy this time because we're going to play at the Galen Center, a great facility being sponsored to us by USC. The game's going to occur on June 25th. It is free for everybody. I encourage anybody from Los Angeles, anybody from any place, especially young people, to come, participate, see some of the exhibits that we have that talk about summer safety, get fed for free by some of our generous donors, and enjoy a great basketball game between two great departments that that have many, many fine players. You know, on the same vein, athletics within police and fire agencies, you know, next week is our Western States Games. It's in Ontario. You'll also be able to see police officers and firefighters compete in almost every sport in the different venues there. And you can go to our website and find out more about that if you're interested. You know, a couple of other things I'd like to bring up before I open it up for questions. You know, the summer is a tough time for us, particularly this time, because the Los Angeles Police Department has undergone some extreme staffing shortages due to our lack of overtime and our time off due to compensatory overtime, and also due to our lack of hiring over the last couple of months. So it's going to be very important that people take their own safety seriously. You know, our Lock It and Don't Leave It, Lock It campaign, where you make sure that you don't leave valuables in your cars. You know, home security, your ability to keep your home secure by keeping your doors locked and being involved in neighborhood watch. All this is very important this summer. You know, it is my goal to continue the crime numbers that I'm about to talk to you about and keep this city safe, but I can only do it with your help. So that brings us to the crime numbers. So far this year, despite all indicators of the contrary, despite the economy, despite unemployment, despite reduced staffing levels, the Los Angeles Police Department has been able to work with this community to reduce crime all over the city. Homicide is down almost 8.5% as compared to last year, which, if you'll remember, was our best year in over four decades. Every form of violent crime is also down, total of almost 10%. All levels of property crime are down, totaling almost 10%. Total aggregate Part 1 crime in the city, down 10%. Really good numbers, but it's important to recognize that these gains are fragile. You know, we are coming up on our high crime season, and it's not going to just be about police officers. It's going to be about the public, and they're working with the police in keeping themselves safe. I'm also proud to announce that gang crime is also down throughout the city, almost 20%, and gang homicides are down even more than the regular crime gang homicides and regular homicides. So, with that ending on that good note, you know, I'll take questions.